We're joined in the media center by current number one qualifier, J.R. Todd. J.R. ran a 4.022 at 317.34 miles per hour during the second qualifying session. J.R., it was very warm here today, but your car seems to run pretty nice when it's quick outside. Is that important?
It's really important, especially this time of year. We're starting the second half of the season, and I said earlier in the week, it's go time to start making moves. I said last year, we want to be in the top five coming out of Indy or going into Indy, and we're hanging right around there now, but now I kind of want to be like closer to the top three, I think, going into the countdown. But yeah, that was a good run for the DHL Toyota there in Q2. We just missed it a little bit in Q1. It was just slow. The track wasn't as good. The track prep came around. Track cooled down Q2 and put up a good number. I didn't think it was going to hold, though. I'm kind of surprised that Caps didn't run better than what he did, but hats off to John O and Todd Smith for adapting to these hot conditions and making that thing rip like it is.
You touched on this a little bit, but I mean, this is the 13th event of the 24, and what's your mindset for the rest of the season?
Wins. I mean, you don't want to peak too soon, but I would like to get another win under our belt at least, just to, like I said, move up in the points. It seems like second through seventh are pretty tight in points right now, so a lot of jockeying around each week, and just want to be inside that top five coming out of Indy going into the countdown of the championship.
You guys have struggled a little bit the past few races. What has it been that's kept you guys back?
That four race swing definitely didn't go the way we wanted to. We've come to find out, we think we had an issue with the primary car that we were running. That's why we switched and brought out the last year's car there on Sunday in Norwalk, and man, it's like we've never put it away. You know, it's old trusty, and we ran it there on Monday and ran really well in testing, so kind of carried that over here to this weekend.
How important is testing throughout the year?
It's really important because we don't get many chances to test. It's just because of the cost and the time and the work that goes into it. So just got different parts and pieces that you want to try that you really can't afford to try during a race weekend. So it's real crucial, and TRD is always being involved and helping us try new things and making our stuff better and competitive with these other teams out here.
Is there any concern bringing a car out like that as far as, you know, where the car, I mean, how many runs are we talking about that car?
Yeah, I mean, we started the season with that car the first two races, and then we front halved it and put it away, so it was pretty much ready to go in case of emergency, you know, in between qualifying or race day, and just drug it out Saturday night and put the thing fully together and ran really good there Norwalk Sunday and on Monday. So I had all the faith in the world in that car. I mean, I'm actually more comfortable in that thing than the current car we were running. So I'm happy with it, and hopefully we don't have to change it again the rest of the year. But to answer your question, the car that we were running, we think that just the front half was getting worn out on it, and time for a change.
Okay.
Tomorrow looking hot again, and then the weather looking to cool down a little bit for Sunday. How do you approach tomorrow qualifying? Is there stuff that you can learn from tomorrow, or is it just, you know, take care of your parts?
I usually say that you're going to work on your race day setup on Saturday, but that's probably not going to be the case tomorrow because, like you said, it's going to be cooler on Sunday. So we'll just go out there and run as hard as we can in the heat tomorrow and probably use those notes later on in the season when the track's hot again.
Thank you very much. Yep.